By Jove, it was a long minute's walk to the gate of the stockade. Through the double file of those black Amazon furies, their faces sullen with anger and grief at the sale of their fellows, while the great crowd of townsfolk roared in protest behind them. But the discipline of those women warriors was like iron. Spring was first at the gate, where he hurried us through. His jaw was tight, and he was as near scared as I ever saw him. "Hurry, blast you!" he shouted. "Damn those women! I didn't think they'd raise such a bother. Straight ahead, Mr. Kinney, and keep those sluts close, do you hear?" Then to me, "Come on!" But I was into the jungle a yard ahead of him. And then we were running. We hustled down the path, but you don't run far in that climate, and soon we had to slow to a trot. "I didn't like that," says Spring. "By God, I didn't. Quid violentius aure tyranni? What is more dangerous than having the ear of a tyrant? On there, Mr. Kinney, double time!" We must have been halfway to the river when Spring stopped, listening. I strained my ears. Nothing. Just the chickering of the forest beasts and birds. Spring called to the fellows to be quiet, and we all listened. "There's nothing behind us," says a man uneasily.
"Silence!"
snapped Spring. He was peering through the foliage at the side of the path. I found my heart racing. If we were pursued, they couldn't have outflanked us through that swamp and jungle, surely. We would have heard them. And then I remembered Kirk saying, "They can move in silence." "For God's sake," I whispered to Spring. "Let's get on." "Mr. Kinney," he called softly, "do you hear anything to port?"
"No, Captain," sings back Kinney. "There's no—"
At the end of that word was a horrid scream. In terror, I stared down the path and saw Kinney clawing at the shaft in his throat before tumbling headlong into the mangrove. Someone yelled, a musket banged, and then Spring was thrusting forward, bawling,
"Run! Keep on the path for your lives! Run like hell!"
His order was wasted on me. I was running. Someone screamed in front of me, and an Amazon leapt onto the path, swinging a machete. One of the seamen caught it on his musket and dashed the butt into her face. She went down shrieking, and I leapt over her. We stampeded along that twisting path in our panic to get away from the horror in the jungle. They were screaming their war cries now, those terrible black sows. A spear flashed past in front of my face, and arrows buzzed above our heads, and then we were on the edge of the clearing by the river. The man who had been left on guard was aiming his musket. It banged, and I turned to see an Amazon fall, shrieking, not 10 yards from me. Then a flying body knocked me sideways. Some of our fellows were firing from the water's edge. As I scrambled up, I saw an Amazon on her knees, clutching her side with one hand as she tried to hurl her spear with the other. Close by me was Spring, bawling like a madman. He had his pepperpot revolver in one hand, firing back towards the path, and by God, with the other, he was trying to drag along one of the Amazons he'd bought. They were leaping through the edge of the jungle now, howling black devils, and if you believe that even the worst of young women has charms, you are in error. As I fled for the boat, I saw the man who had been on guard spin round with an arrow in his shoulder. Before he could regain his feet, three of them were on him, and while two held him down, the third disemboweled him with her machete. Then I was at the boat, firing at another who was leaping across the clearing. She went cartwheeling into the river, and then Spring was beside me, dashing down his empty gun and drawing his cutlass. "Shove off!" he bawled, and I made a leap for the thwart, missed, and came down in the shallows. Spring jumped over me, and I felt someone drag me upright. It was Comba. For a moment, we were shoulder to shoulder, and then an Amazon was on us. Her spear was back to thrust into my breast, and in that split second, I saw it was my white-turbaned wench, her teeth bared in a ghastly grin. And you may think me fanciful, but I'll swear she recognized me. For she swung her point away from me and drove it into Comba's side, and I threw myself headlong over the gunwale.
"Damnation!" Spring was roaring. "I lost that confounded slut!"
And as the boat shot away from the bank, he seized a needle gun, almost crying with rage, and blazed away. I pulled myself up by the thwart and saw a bloody hand gripping the edge of the boat. It was Comba, clinging on for dear life as we wallowed out into the stream, with the dark red blood staining the water around him. Then Spring, with one titanic heave, had dragged him over the thwart. The bank was lined with shrieking black women hurling their spears in a frenzy of rage.
"Help, Captain! Captain, don't leave me! For Jesus' sake, Captain, save me!"
It was Kirk. He was in the shallows, being dragged back by half a dozen of those black witches, screaming and laughing. Arrows whistled over the boat as my girl in the white turban knelt beside him, and suddenly Kirk's voice rose into a horrible, blood-chilling shriek. Komba groaned and began to spew. Spring, swearing like a lunatic, was fumbling to load. The rest of us rowed for all we were worth.